say so far it's been a great day. What do you think? Alpine, Williams.
It was like a crypto fun fit.
That seemed super bullish.
We back, baby.
The heat. Someone came through and slammed the door closed. And
I turned around, blood all over his finger, blood on the floor. I'm like, oh.
And people just keep applying. I don't know what to do.
I'm fucking believable.
You could just feel that everyone has so much love for Banter. We had so much love for the people that attended. And just the energy and the atmosphere was electric.
Banter made a decision to sponsor a Formula One team next year.
This is a sport like no other.
The reason why we're doing it is because we're very big in crypto, but we want to be bigger than crypto. We want our brand to go beyond the small, clicky crypto community. Also, I really love Formula One. I love the speed, the dopamine. And I think that there's similar people that watch Formula One that also like crypto. So for the last couple of months, we've been on a journey with a couple of teams. And so we've been looking for the right partnership. But it's actually much harder than you think, because you can't sponsor a Formula One team and then jump to another Formula One team. Once you put your brand on a Formula One team, that is your brand. And whilst we want to be associated with Formula One, we also want to be associated with a winning team, because we are a winning team.
You're going to come along to Singapore. The nice thing is, Ryan will give you the pass for the weekend. So you come on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we'd like to try and kind of, if we're going to move forward in Singapore. So let us work on this, and we'll come back pretty quickly, Ryan.
We're all going to Singapore. And I think it would be really interesting if we took a lot of Banter people. I mean, sponsorship people. I mean, the guys that build the shows. I mean, the social media people. I want everyone to network and to build an amazing network in Singapore. This time, I'm taking everyone.
So from an ROI point of view, looking to go really big on this trip. And I don't think there's a more opportune crypto conference week than this.
We're not all on the same flight, because A, we couldn't get onto the same flight, but B, it would be irresponsible, because if something happens to the plane, then that's the end of the whole of Banter. So we're broken up into these flights, and we're all like texting each other, hey, how's your flight? You know, how's it going? And there's a bunch of people from the company that have landed up on this redacted flight, which is a flight from Dubai to Singapore, which is filled with crypto KOLs.
Apparently we're supposed to go to Sharjah Airport, but we are currently in the car on the way to Al Maktoum. And apparently the plane is delayed by 8 hours, and that is now why we are having to go to Al Maktoum to get onto a bus to be carried to another airport, because that airport has a plane for us to go to Doha and then stop there and then go to Singapore.
We finally get on the flight. Everyone's exhausted. Poor Andre has just flown in from Cape Town.
I'm sitting in Singapore Airlines business class, chilling, relaxing, having my peace and quiet while I fly. And I'm getting these videos on Twitter and on WhatsApp.
This plane is chaos.
There are speakers blaring. There are people, Fefe dancing.
Led mostly by Fefe.
I was like, thank heavens I didn't get onto the flight. And there's no amount of money in the world that you could have paid me to get on that flight.
It was quite amazing landing in a city like Singapore, knowing that there's a minimum of 50,000 crypto degens that are in that city at one time. They're either there for Token 2049, they're either there for Solana Breakpoint, or they're there for one of the 800 side events that were there that week. So you could just feel immediately that it was a melting pot, the bull market was upon us. It was fucking exciting.
One of our sponsors, Nord, has a product called Saily, which is a virtual SIM card, where effectively you land in any country and without having to replace your SIM card, you go onto the site, you tell them where you're going to be, and you get data in that country. You arrive in Singapore, you arrive in Dubai, you want a SIM card or a plan that works. Now, in South Africa, there's very few plans that are totally global.
While at conference and while traveling for work, we obviously always need to be in contact with each other as a team. I had to do various tasks like get in touch with the venue that we were using to host our event. WhatsApp calling is necessary, and you can't do that without data on your phone. You should see Run. He's on his phone all day, communicating with clients, with different team members, coordinating things. We had to get interviews done, so he's on his phone all day long.
You know, the best thing about Sally is that, like, it was easy. It was like, you just tap, 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 and that's it. You've changed countries and you're now operating. You've got data in that country.
You literally download the app on your phone, you install one eSIM, and you can basically choose various different countries and locations. Choose the package you want, got a coupon, enter your Banter promo code, say apply. There you go. There's your discount.
I mean, just try it. It's really simple.
Bitcoin just hit back at 60K. We back, baby.
I told them, the rooms in Singapore are small, okay? If you're going to book the room, make sure it's not small. They all arrived at the room. Guess what? The room's too small. Two people sleeping in 16 square meters.
Oh, the room drama. Honestly, for me, the worst was that I couldn't put my clothes anywhere.
Apparently, Theo was sleeping with Amy's foot on her head or something like that. I mean, yeah, it's not as sexy as it sounds, I'll be honest.
I haven't actually looked at the messages, but I believe it involves me.
I don't know how exactly this happened, but, you know, everyone started to switch hotels. The hotels we booked, they barely had space for two people on the same room. I was struggling to even find a place to sleep on the first night.
The heat that hits you, and you wake up the next day and you get outside, you realize this place is humid, the place is warm. But what a great city, what a great place to spend some time, and it's my first time there.
It's straight into meeting after meeting after meeting. We're meeting important people, we're going to people's offices. It's actually, to be honest, my absolute favorite week of the year.
And as we walk into the shopping mall, there's a massive Formula One Williams car in the entrance to the mall, and a massive activation there for Williams. And it was just such a weird sign, because Williams is the team that's going to be hosting us at the Formula One, and one of the teams that we're looking to sponsor. We're still deciding which team we're going to go with, but walking in there and just seeing the Williams car front and center and the whole sort of fanfare activation that they were doing, it was definitely a sign.
We're going to the ZK event.
There's a lot of night events. The night events is where everything happens. Obviously, we went to a lot of the night events, big lines to get in, crazy lines to get in, hours on. But, I mean, we managed to get in because we know people that know people, and they know people.
Bro, so we're off to Santosa Island to a very good friend of ours, Erhan from EAK, who's hosting a private yacht event. Very, very excited to see Erhan, great guy. I'm sure we'll catch up with some great friends on the boat. Say hi to our vlog. That's you.
And there's like yacht parties. We went to the yacht party, lots of influencers on the yacht party. You know, you always get that one guy. That one guy who is the accident waiting to happen. Well, this time it was David.
I'm okay. I'm getting way more attention than I need.
When I was on the yacht, I was busy talking to a friend of mine, and my hand was resting on this massive sliding door that leads into the yacht. And while I was speaking to him, someone came through and slammed the door closed and smashed my finger in the door. So I was bleeding.
I turn around, blood all over his finger, blood on the floor. I'm like, oh God, we haven't even started drinking yet.
Fortunately, one of our camera guys, Adrian, asked me up, bandaged me up.
So these trips are super fun, they're super exciting, but a lot of hard work.
We arrive at Token 2049. And our Token 2049 is usually big. But this time, it was crazy. Paddle courts, ice bars, robots making tea. I mean, it was like a fun fair. It was like a crypto fun fair. It was like retail mania galore, but very, very, very high
with
caliber talks.
Crypto becoming a lot more retail.
It seemed super bullish. I mean, there were multi-levels there. The amount of people going, it really gives you a proper sense of the market, and yeah, there was a bullish vibe there. The guys were really feeling hyped about things.
It was intense. Meeting fans, filming a video, networking, doing deals. It was crazy intense. And then like leaving the conference and then having to go home and do a show that night, because we bring you a show each and every day.
We're throwing a banter event as well on the Friday night.
The event is days away. We've basically reached our maximum capacity in invited guests.
I'm trying to get more people on the guest list for our event, and we are oversubscribed. And people just keep applying. I don't know what to do.
We've increased the number of people we're going to have. I'm just going to have to manage everything on the night at the door and just hope we don't reach our capacity. The venue have told us it's a strict policy that we cannot exceed 250 people.
Solana was different. Solana Breakpoint, you know, I said that Token 2049 was retail. Solana was builders. And these builders have a point to prove. And like, you walk around Solana and you like feel like the intellect per square foot was like insane. Like, you walk around and you're like, smart guy, smart guy, smart guy, smart guy, smart guy. You look around and I'm the dumbest guy in the room. To see the progress that Solana's made in the last year. I mean, remember last year, people wrote Solana off. 2 years ago, people wrote Solana off as dead. And now you're getting like infrastructure being built in it, the best devs in crypto. It was incredible to see. I mean, I think we were privileged to have the experience, I'll be honest.
We had been at the Barbit offices earlier in the week and met Max Verstappen, which was also incredible. The Formula One in Singapore is always a blast. This year we were spoiled.
On the week of the GP, Barbit phoned me, hey, we've got a ticket for you. OKX phoned me and said, hey, we've got a ticket for you. Williams pretty much, you know, want us to see how they work and meet the people so we can culturally align with them. And then Alpine want to meet us to talk about the partnership. So I've gone from having no tickets to the F1 to having 4 tickets. Now you may be looking at this and going, well, that's a success problem, right? Like that's not a problem. You now got 4 tickets to the F1, not 1. The only thing is, they all want to see me in person. And so now I'm going to try and split myself into 4.
It's the day of the event. Everything seems to be going according to plan. It's been super stressful leading up to this, but we've made it this far. Now it's just about managing people at the door.
Guys, let's go to the biggest party, front runners party, to the moon.
We made a decision to get ourselves onto the map whenever we go to these conferences. And we do that by throwing what we believe is going to be the best party in the area. When we say best party, we're not Iggy's mother party. We're not looking to bring OnlyFans girls. That's not us. We want it to be the highest quality people in the room, in an environment where they can talk and network and have the best deals. So we're not looking for a fun fair. That's not us. That's not our brand. We're much more serious.
So we're expecting 500 people. That is the number that's RSVP'd. Our capacity is still 250. So we're pretty much doing an in-out policy and hoping that everyone can get a chance to at least spend some time inside and mingle and meet each other. We've got some amazing members from our Front Runners Discord coming. We've got the best of the best in the influencers, and then just a bunch of community and cool projects.
Amongst the people that I want to impress are the projects that we're working with. I want to impress the people from Formula One, because next year Banter's doing a Formula One sponsorship, and I want to impress the Formula One people.
I kept getting word from Run saying, let more people in, but make sure there's a queue outside, but let more people in, we're not full enough. And I was standing with the venue trying to manage the capacity inside as well as, you know, not having too many people waiting outside. So we managed it, it was fine, and I think we let everyone in eventually, but it was really, by the time I got downstairs, it was really a really cool party. It was packed, everyone looked like they were having a good time, drinks were flowing.
Banter Party was an absolute banger. What a great venue that they set up there. We did a little award ceremony for some influencers as well. But just the people loved it. I really enjoyed my time there interacting with everybody that was there.
What a party. Definitely the best party in Token 2049, that's for sure. Unbelievable. Well done to the team, to David, to Amy, to Theo. Well done, guys.
It just got fuller and fuller and fuller. And we got that like perfect. It wasn't too full. It wasn't too empty. The caliber of people was exactly what we wanted, and it was the kind of party where nobody left. A lot of people like said to me, okay, because I had other parties I needed to go to, they said, okay, we're leaving now. And then I saw them like an hour later, I'm like, you told me you were leaving, and they never left.
Unbelievable party, great people, great friends, what an atmosphere, you know, couldn't ask for more, loved it.
You could just feel that everyone has so much love for Banter. We had so much love for the people that attended, and just the energy and the atmosphere was electric. It was an incredible event again.
I had no FOMO until the last couple of nights when they threw that party. And I was like...
And the videos and the pictures, and yeah, we were just sitting here sad. Yeah.
Then it got pretty sad, but it's okay.
We're on our way to the Formula One Grand Prix in Singapore. As you guys know, we are looking to sponsor a team next year. And so all the teams have kind of invited us to try and woo us to get the business, the sponsorship business. What I didn't realize is they've actually flown like people here to meet us. So all the teams have flown people here to meet us, and they all want to see me. So I'm taking the whole team with us to represent, and hopefully by the end of this we'll close the deal.
We have to decide which team we're going to align ourselves with, and I'm looking at it as a 10-year sponsorship, not as a one-year sponsorship. So the decision's a very big decision. It's also a lot of money. It's millions of dollars to sponsor a Formula One team. So we've been down the road with a couple of teams, and we've narrowed it down to two teams. It's either we're going to sponsor Williams next year, or we're going to sponsor Alpine. And there's pros and cons to each. For example, Alpine has Pierre Gasly. Pierre Gasly is very much known to be a crypto person. Williams, on the other hand, is the most successful team in Formula One ever. Don't know if you guys knew that. But also, they have recently been acquired by a VC company, and so they've got a lot of funding behind them. And so it could be the ultimate turnaround story. You know, like tokens, like you have a community, the token goes down, the community fight, fix the token, it goes up, everyone's happy.
Ron and I were stressing on how we were going to get around to everyone. It was the most incredible night, like the most perfect night in Singapore.
And the four of us go. So it's myself, Tom, David, and Johan, who's actually filming this, who's behind the camera. And we take Johan with us so he could film all the drama for us.
Johan, I can't believe what I'm seeing here, bro. I mean, I can't believe what I'm seeing in front of me, and I can't believe that you're in here.
I know.
I've stayed 4 hours in my 3 nights, but that's Singapore.
How's it going?
I've been to sports events all over the world for many, many years. I've never seen a level of hospitality quite like this. This is off the charts.
Look at them all stretching.
Fucking believable.
Trentside here on the finish line at the Singapore Grand Prix. What a way to finish off the weekend.
In the pit lane, Alpine, Williams. Who's it gonna be?
I would say so far it's been a great day. What do you think?
To be in the garages, to be walking along the actual track at the finish line.
I mean, just been in the pits. We're now walking back up. This is a front runner legend, brother. So good to meet you, man.
Pleasure's mine. It's an honor.
On this like just pumping perfect night in Singapore. It was the most exceptional sports hospitality lifestyle event I've ever been to by miles.
Like for Johan, to get this kind of access to behind the scenes, inside the pits, meeting all the drivers, is probably like a once in a lifetime experience. Maybe a lot more because next year we'll probably be much more involved. But you should have seen the smile on his face. He was working his ass off, sweating, but he was smiling. He had the biggest grin on his face.
Good evening, Singapore. Are you ready?
So excited about this F1 sponsorship now, and very soon we'll make a decision as to who we should sponsor.